Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Hello, everybody. Hello. I'm running like a chicken with her head cut off because I had the show description page, which I always have, and the numbers of people who I promised to get on the show to ask questions, either because they have an emergency or because, you know, they've been trying so long for many months to get on, and, you know, they haven't been able to. So my husband is digging through our trashy trash can trying to help me out. But anywho, today, as we have been doing for the last several times, we're going to be doing callers only. And, you know, I have one person here that is, oh, here we go, that we are going to help out. I hope this is one of them. But first of all, I would like to say hello to Michelle Gray, our awesome medium at thehealingh.art.com. We're going to say that again later, so please get a pen and pencil out so that you do not forget. Okay? You got
hello.
Hi. And I'd like to say hello to my lovely boy, Eric. Hi, sweetie.
He says, and, hi, Mama. Mwah.
Oh,
he loves you.
No, that's not it.
Okay.
Oh, that's somebody. Okay, okay. Good, good, good. But keep looking, baby. He's awesome. I love you too, baby. And okay, let me see here. We have got somebody that is from looking. B, I recognize this one. I'm a mess. Here, how about this? 614 something or other. I hope this is one. 614 area code, blah, blah, blah. 61417. Is this one of them? Please say it is. Keep looking, Papa. Is this, hello?
Hello?
Are you the one? Are you one of the ones?
Hello?
Hi. Are you from Australia? Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
oh my goodness.
You.
I'm on.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I messed up so bad.
Oh, fantastic. Hi, Lisa. Hi, Eric. And who's the medium today?
It's Michelle.
Michelle Gray.
Hello. I'm so excited.
Hello.
I can't believe I'm on.
We're excited to have you on, too. So how can we help you? And wait, Sabrina? I can't remember.
No, Serena. Serena.
Serena, yes. Yes.
Like Serena Williams.
Oh,
okay.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We just want to know what's happening in Melbourne, Victoria here. We've been the longest state to have been locked up in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know what's going on.
Eric, first of all, he says, hi, Serena, and he's blowing you a big old kiss, and you must be awful pretty because he's winking at you, too.
Oh, my God.
He's giving you a big wink.
I'm too old for him.
Oh, you're still beautiful.
That.
He likes the ladies.
Oh, God.
He's just... First of all, he's just... he's agreeing. He says, yes, that Australia has had it... a real challenge, has had a lot of difficulty. He is saying things will get better, but what he wants to say is that he says, hang in there. It's going to be a little while longer. He said that you're going to be closed down and follow lead after some other countries. He says that you're one of the last countries to come out of lockdown. He says, you know, I'd like to tell you something different, but what I can say is give you hope and give you promise that this is going to go through some difficulties that might lean up a little bit. Like it might look like it's about to lighten up a little bit, and he says, and it will close back down again. So expect that little bit of a bump. But he says, we're looking at, and he's not, oh boy, this is, it's rough to say this, but he's looking at like a 2 to 3 year period that's going to go through some ups and downs.
Is there any silver lining to this? Is there any positive? Is there anything good they can glean out of this? And by the way, I found my list. Yay!
Well, he says, Mom, he says, there's positives to all of it. He goes, even though it doesn't look that way, there is a lot of positive to it. He says, but for each individual, it's really looking for does this mean to you? What positive can this be for you? He said, there are some major changes happening around the earth, and what is difficult for us to understand as human beings living on the earth right now is some of this, he said, labor pains that we're going through to birth a new way of living. And he says, Australia has some shuffling to do, as do other countries as well. He says, the one thing that each and every person can do, he says, not just in Australia, but around the world, is, he says, your consciousness and how you think and how you feel is one of, well, he's correct me saying, the most important thing. So he says, really think about the world that you want to live in, the country that you want to live in, and what that looks like from the collective point of view right down to personally what you want in your own life. But he says there is hope to this. He's also saying that there is some, and he's not saying exactly what this means, but he's giving me there is safety to the lockdown. So he says, whether it really looks this way or not, there's a purpose to it that will become clearer in the next 18 months.
Gosh. All right, well, is the lockdown a good idea or a bad idea? Because here, there's a lot of morbidity and mortality to a lockdown. So is it a good thing or is it a bad thing?
Well, he says, there depends on the perspective that you're looking at it, because there's more than one truth to whether it's good or bad. And
as a physician, I think that the best kind of thing is to protect our vulnerable, you know, keep them quarantined, the elderly and those with pre-existing conditions and stuff, and then let the others create herd immunity for us. But
do you have, Karina, can I just ask, do you have a lot of elderly there, or is there, because he's showing like specific communities, or there's something different about Australia than say in North America? Is there like,
they're like Texans, crazy wild.
A lot of the deaths have been in aged care. So it's been, I think 600 deaths in 6 months.
Been
a lot of deaths.
Because he's showing he's showing it not taking the lead, or taking the lead from other countries. So I'm not quite sure what that, because he's not really giving the full picture of it. And he says that he also wants us to understand that there are many different potentials, that right now we are shifting in timelines. And there are events that are taking place that are going to help give a little bit more prediction as time goes on. But he says, don't feel that you're alone in Australia, because we're in transition time for the next 3 years around the world. So don't feel that you're being completely singled out.
Right. So my business is going to survive it.
What's that? Sorry?
It's her business. I'm going to ask that. Can you say for her, for Serena? Any particular advice or message for her?
He says to persevere. So there may be a way that you're doing business right now that you're going to make some adjustments to, because he says to think outside of the box, because there are some other ways that you're going to be able to expand your business. And he says, this is what I was talking about it being in the eyes of the beholder. Because there's some transition that will occur for your business that you will be able to look back and say, oh, I can see what this gave me, this opportunity this gave me. I wouldn't have thought of doing this before. So he says to really play around with that. He also says that you've got someone in spirit feels like grandmother on mother's side that is with
okay.
you. He said that to ask spirit and to pay attention to repeating thoughts that you're getting because you're being guided, you're being helped with some of your concerns. And he says, remember that not to worry, but to warrior. He says, not worry, worry. Warrior.
Okay.
Warrior. Oh, I like that.
Okay.
Nice.
Sounds promising. Yes. So, okay. So just hold in there and hopefully things will pan out.
He says that don't forget it's going to be like the labor pains, but he says we're all going to get through this. He says keep yourself as present as possible, and he says don't
yeah.
forget to look outside of that box. Keep stretching yourself.
Right. Thank you
yeah,
so much for that advice.
Yeah. I think we are going through a time where we need to shift away from duality consciousness, you know, survival of the fittest through competition, through, you know, stepping on everybody to get to the top, and surviving by collaboration, you know, by, you know, pulling together, by unity consciousness. And that's going to be, I think, the hugest shift for us. I hope.
He says, that's right, Mom. He says,
yeah.
You're right. That's right.
Hard. We've been doing the other thing a long, 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 long time, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have.
Yeah. All right.
He says 6 or 7 years. Six to seven years. We're gonna see things be together in a way that he says it's not like it's all gonna just drop in our laps, but we're gonna see it moving in a direction that's gonna be a lot more comfortable with the way things are going right now.
Good. That's not bad considering how long we've been in duality consciousness. So that's good.
That's right.
All right. Well,
right.
Thank you, Serena. And check back with us, you know?
Thank you. Thank you,
you so much.
Thanks, Serena.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Everybody send her prayers and healing energy and everything, you know, because, boy, that's a long time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're going to talk to somebody in the 916 area code. Hello. How are you doing?
Hello.
Hello. Hi, how you doing? Anybody home? Yes, it's you. How you doing?
Okay. I'm so excited.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Hi, Elisa. Hi, everyone.
Is this Nancy?
Hello.
My name's Roxanne.
Oh, Roxanne. Hi, Roxanne. How you doing?
Hi, Lisa. I sent you a card a couple of last month,
yeah.
And you sent me a card back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You betcha.
I just want to ask Eric if I'm doing what I should be doing. I'm feeling a little trapped and not sure and of life, and so I just want to see if he has any guidance for me. Oh, my heart's racing.
Oh, yeah, I can feel that, Roxanne. Hi.
Hi.
Eric says hi to you, first of all. He's been hanging around with you, too. He says that sometimes your heart races and your body reacts when spirits around you as well. So he says it's not all nervousness. He says that he spent some time around you. So are you wanting to connect with spirit? Because he says, first of all, you can hear spirit, follow your instinct, but he also says that the changes that are happening in your life or that you are concerned about, he says, keep yourself present, be as present as possible, because he says part of what's happening with you is you go back into the past and you also wander into the future. And so part of what's happening is you're projecting from the past and then you're experiencing the same types of feelings in new situations, which he says is like going in a cycle. It feels monotonous. It feels confusing. So he says to walk yourself out of that. He says one of the things that you can practice doing is being present. And being present means He says, whether you are going to wear an elastic band on your wrist, it's looking at the thoughts that are coming up and bringing yourself to where you are. He says, for you, physical things like touching the chair that you're sitting on, looking at the window, start looking to where you're sitting. I'm in my home. This is my address. He says, doing things like this will help ground you, help bring you back into the presence. And he says, your instinct. He says, your instinct, you would say that it feels off, but he says it's just that you're not trusting it. So he says, ask your higher self, ask your inner guide. He says, ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask yourself questions. He says, you're not doing it because you're saying to yourself, well, I don't even know if I could hear it, so I'm not sure what it would be anyway. But he says, you have to try and put those feet out there to start that process. Because he says there's a lot of support there for you, but it's just turn that ignition key. Just turn the key and put your foot a little bit on the gas, and then you'll be able to start to connect more to what's going on outside of the cycle. That will take away the confusion, he says.
Does that make sense?
Have
you been trying? Do you want to get in touch with spirit? Connect with him?
Oh, yeah. I have done a long journey on trying to feel that spiritual connection. And I know it's me who has the wall. I just don't know how to break the wall down.
So now
belief,
you know.
He says. The belief. Trust yourself. Trust your gut.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. What are you going to do? Just keep in touch. You know, call every once in a while. And we'll check on your progress. And you let us know how you're doing. And then maybe Eric will have a little bit more advice. And we'll keep tabs on you, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye. You bet, darling. Bye, Roxanne.
Bye.
Roxanne. Okay, I'll stop.
I heard that in my head, too.
I know. I think Aaron did it. All right, so let's see. We've got somebody from the 9. Oopsie, let me look again. The 979 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi. Is that me?
Yes, that's you. That's Savannah.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Me. How you doing?
Good.
Lay it on me, girl. What's going on? What you want to? You know Eric. You've talked with him.
Oh.
Eric, you know Savannah, right? She comes to our house sometimes. You know.
He says
give
he goes, hey, girl.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like in, you know, I was in panic mode, and I'm like, I guess going through a breakup and living situation and everything is like overwhelming me to the point to where I'm like, I can't even think straight. My head is just a one cloud, and I'm like, I don't know.
I know.
I don't know what to do.
Man. Oh.
Oh, he really likes you too. Savannah, right?
Savannah.
Savannah, okay. He really likes you. He's putting his arms around you too and giving you some comfort, saying that he knows it's hard, and he says that he's going to give you some words of advice, a few things that can kind of point you in the right direction. He says, you know, going through a breakup, as hard as it is on the heart, he says it's also sometimes it comes forward to help us stand on our own 2 feet and to walk in a different direction. And he says, this is time for you to walk in a different direction for your life. And he says, part of what is challenging is you're not able to see the front of you. He's showing like hands in the fog. You can't see your hands in the fog right now. You're not sure what to expect. And so taking the experiences that you've had in the past and looking into the future brings up fear. And so he says, first of all, recognize that that's normal. But he also says, this is about you connecting with you because you've been connecting on the outside of you. And he says, this has been something that has been a cycle. It's been a cycle throughout your life in different relationships, maybe in slightly different ways. But he says, do you know who you are without being in a relationship? Do you know who you are without having a label?
Oh, I feel that because, so right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That feels right.
And he says, because the truth of you, he says, you're magnificent. You're powerful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he says, and you create exactly what is happening in your life. And he says, so right now, right in this moment, is about you saying, hey, wait a minute, I do create my life. And so he says, take a stand for yourself and get to know you. Because he says, there's a whole lot there that I can see that you can't see right yet. So he says, get to know you. And he says, as far as living and where you're headed in the future, he says, that's, you got it made. Get to know yourself. Everything else will fall into place. That's all you have to do. He goes, that's your homework. Get to know you.
This is an opportunity, man. This is awesome.
Yes.
I think it sounds right. You have been knowing yourself through the lenses of other people. And those are dull lenses. They are just not letting you see the light that you are. And are you saying that you don't have a place to live now?
I can. It's just overwhelming, you know, like moving and finding a storage room for my stuff. Like all of that is like.
Just one baby steps.
He says one step at a time, girl. One step at a time.
But this is a magnificent opportunity. Just don't fall back into the lap of another man that you will look through the lens of. This is your time to shine and see and learn who you are through your own lenses. This is the time for you to see you in your own truth. Okay?
He's saying, Savannah, he says, you're going to look. He keeps calling you girl. He's like, girl? He keeps saying that to you. He says, you're going to look back a year from now, and you're going to look back to this conversation, and you're going to say, wow, I didn't know I could do this. I didn't know this is the way I could feel. I didn't know this could happen. He says, you just keep going forward, and he says, dig deep. Don't be afraid to go down that rabbit hole. He says, there's nothing scary down there. Nothing scary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing scary.
Got your back, too.
Hey, do you think she needs some portal? I'm not going to explain that to you right now, Samantha. I've got to take so long. But,
he said, mom, she would help. Yeah, he said she could get some benefit from that, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
thank you so much.
All right, Savannah, we got you back. Girl! And Eric, can you take her on as her spirit guide or, help her in some way?
He says, ding, 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 it's already done.
All right, good. All right, girl.
Thank you so much.
Glad you called in.
Do I hang up the phone or do I?
Do whatever you want. Listen, you can hang up. I don't care. Whatever you want.
Okay.
You make up your own mind. Don't let anybody else make up your mind for you, girl. You're the boss of you.
That's right. Thank you all so much.
Girl.
Thank you, Lisa and Michelle and Eric. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Bye. He said bye.
I guess you crossed paths with our family for a reason. I feel like it probably come to this, you know? Okay. We got somebody from the 111111111111.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Doing great.
That's good. That's good. I'm just calling, really. You asked me to call you back. I had a reading probably a month ago or something.
Yeah.
And I asked you about.
Because I don't know the 111, there's some of them.
Oh,
so
I'm
many.
Jane.
Oh, okay.
I'm Jane.
Yeah. Yeah,
and anyhow, you told
Jane?
Me that this a fellow
Jane,
had
Jane.
Yes, Jane.
Okay.
And you told me that's it. I used to get teased like that when I was a kid.
Oh,
everybody was Tarzan. All the wrong ones.
Oh God.
Yeah.
And so tell us.
So you had told me that a guy that I kind of was unsure about actually liked me and that he had trust issues and that we need to be friends first.
Yeah.
And so actually that was right on. And he told me he was feeling really badly about something that happened last year, and that's why he didn't call me for a long period of time and stuff. So it was we cleared it up, and we've been getting along really well.
Wow. Did you make the first maiden call?
Pardon me?
Did you make the first call?
To you, yes.
No, to him.
I can't remember. Maybe.
Well, that's
maybe
beautiful.
I talked.
That's awesome. That's great.
We just talked. It's just very casual, and he spoke to me about different things. Actually, he invited me out for a dinner, and then a couple of days later, I asked him if he wanted to go out for ice cream, so I took him out for ice cream. I think that was what changed things.
That's great. Well, that's awesome. I'm glad you called and told us that. That's a very sweet story.
It's sweet. So, Eric says that there's many sweet moments to come.
Yeah, it feels like that. It feels different with this guy. Am I right? Like, I was told terrible things about this person from his past. And
Eric says you were told by other people, right?
Other people warned me about this person, about his past. And,
Eric just said, and this is a great example of following your own gut, letting yourself find out about how you feel about somebody without learning through the eyes of somebody else. Because he says, when we listen to other people, that's somebody else's perspective, that's somebody else's broken heart, that's somebody else's situation. He says, you know, it's one thing, sure, we can take information from people and kind of put it in our back pocket, but he says, it's all about you. He goes, this is for everybody. He says, let it go through your system. See how you feel about it. Because it's not them that's dating him or likes him or is with him or anything else like that. And he says, if you had to listen to everybody else, you wouldn't be standing in this position right now.
Well, I don't I don't care. If I was going to date somebody, I would do portal work on them. I would close their open portals. I would open their closed portals. I would get rid of any negative entities or energies. I would clean that shit up before I had anything to
that
do.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Huh?
That sounds like a lot of work.
No, but you know what?
Awesome work.
You do it one time, and then it lasts for all eternities. And transcends space and time and all past, future, and present life. But you know what I found out? I can do portal work on my garden. I don't have to use any chemicals anymore. I love it. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I'm just saying.
No.
All right, so that's awesome.
So it's going to continue good stuff for us, I hope.
Eric says, keep going with the flow of it.
That's awesome.
Keep going
with
the flow of it. He says, this ride it. Ride the flow of it. He says, lots of sweet surprises when
enjoy.
You ride the flow.
Enjoy. No more worries. Just enjoy every sweet moment.
Yeah, he's been really nice. He's taken me out to dinner so many times now. It's been just really nice.
Eric's kind of joking with you, though. He says, ask him to do his Tarzan call. See how good it is. Because Eric's like,
That's so funny that you said that, because I had four girls, and I had to always be Tarzan, so I really worked hard on my, Terry, my eldest sister, she was so bossy, she always got to be Jane, and my sister was the lion or the tiger, but I always had to be Tarzan, so anyway, my story. All right.
Yeah.
Jane, good luck. I'm so happy for you, girl.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Right. So can you tell me with my business? I just got a new business idea presented to me yesterday. And it's a multi-level marketing thing. And I'm like, really? What am I doing?
Okay. Let's see here. Eric's saying that you're shifting to something else. You'll be shifting to
Else. We probably should go to someone else anyway, because it should be one per customer. So we're going to go to somebody else. All right, so thank you, darling. And Congratulations, Dawn.
Okay.
Good for
you. Thank you.
Bye. Okay, we're going to go on to the 479 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Oh, doing good. How are you?
Good. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
My name is Michael, and my mom's also on the phone, Michelle. She's a little hard of hearing, so I'm kind of doing a little translating.
Okay.
My mom's name is Michelle, and my name is Michael. And we were kind of hoping to maybe hear from my brother and Anthony and see if maybe he's been coming through to me lately. I've been hearing some voices when I meditate. Real distinguished, you know.
Oh.
I'll put in headphones and listen to a meditation, and, like, I was wondering if I'm going crazy or who I'm hearing.
No,
you're not going crazy.
No. Where are you calling from, darling?
Arkansas.
Okay.
Oh, awesome.
Sounds like you got a
little
southern. I love your
accent. In
you. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Erica.
So,
I'm
feeling somebody coming in here. So I just want to clarify. So you're Michael and your mom is Michelle.
Correct.
Okay, and so I'm Michelle, and it's so funny because my brother, his name is Michael. It's just kind of cute when you're saying that. Okay, and Anthony is your brother. Eric just says, first of all, that you're hearing spirit, you're hearing your spirit guides. Eric says that he's been around you, but your brother Anthony has been speaking to you. And can I just ask, did he have a head injury or anything with his head?
No.
Do you have anybody in your family with something with a head?
Mom, you want to chime in here? You hear
anything?
It could be dementia. It could be.
Oh, wait. Hmm. My mom had a head injury. She fell off.
Yeah, I'll have
head. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's mom that I'm feeling. Okay. Hold on a second. I'm just trying to pull in Anthony's energy here, have Eric help me out a little bit. Was it something sudden with Anthony, like very quick?
Yes, it was a drug overdose.
Okay. Was this 5 years ago, around 5 years?
About that, yes, maybe a little more.
Okay. Any chance that he was a strapping man, or he thought he was a strapping, good-looking guy?
Well, I mean,
he thought he was
a good-looking guy.
Yeah,
he thought he was, I'm sure.
Because I've got somebody coming in saying, still looking good, I'm looking good.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah.
Okay, it's hilarious, but I got to tell you, he's, you know how you see somebody in a movie lick their index fingers and then run it across their eyebrows? Like, one lick?
Good.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
That's what he's doing.
Yeah. I believe it.
He's saying hi to both of you. He's coming right through my heart chakra. That's how he's coming through, which is in love. In gratitude for both of you. And he's also acknowledging to you, Michael, that you're hearing him. He says that he comes into your meditations, and he also says that he hears you talk. And sometimes you're talking to, he puts in quotations, spirit, but he says, like, I'm hearing it. I'm talking back to you. And you have an ability. You have an ability quite a bit stronger than you realize that you do. And he wants to help you with that.
Perfect. I was hoping he would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he says, challenge accepted. I'm here. We're partners. Uh-huh. Deal.
All right.
Wow.
There's a little dog he's got with him, too, I just got to say. There's a little dog. I don't know if you guys had a little dog that passed at one time. He's got a little dog under his arm, somebody's little dog.
Is it brown or black?
It's brown.
Chihuahua?
Dark brown. Yes, it's a small dog, yes.
Yeah, tiny. That was his name. Awesome. Is my spirit guide named Aaron, or is it Anthony? Who is my spirit guide?
It's Anthony.
Right on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. He loves you both.
Oh. You know, Michael, do you think it would help if I, Eric has, we have this scalar energy generator, and he can create frequencies mm-hmm. to open up Michael's crown chakra, third eye, and, all sorts of stuff. So maybe that would help.
He said yeah. It would be just like an oil change on him. Freshen them right up.
All right. So, I'll announce that on the blog and social media if you want to keep
Yeah, I'm waiting for the day.
Yeah. So, I'm
really excited.
Just watch the, just stay tuned with the blog or my, the blog. I don't know. Anyway, I'll announce it soon. So, stay tuned. All righty.
Okay, well, we'll cut off here and not take up any more time. I really appreciate it, unless he's got to say to Mom.
It's just sending love and keep going strong, Mom.
Aww.
Keep going strong.
All right, thank you.
That was so sweet.
Thank you.
That exchange was so sweet. I feel as a mama that was very healing for that mama.
Yeah.
And what's the brother? Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, heart chakras just to go in.
Oh. All right, we got somebody from the 203 area code. How you doing? Anybody home? Hi there. Hello. Are you there? Uh-oh, forget you. Anybody home? Oh. Anybody home? Okay, we'll move on. All right, let's see. I hope I'm not going through some of these more than once. But okay, here we go. 630.
Hi.
Eric. Hi. How you doing?
Thanks for taking my call.
Well, I'm so glad you're calling. So, how can we help you, sweetie?
I'm having an issue with one of my cars broke down, and I've been going
uh-huh.
back and forth with the dealership and the manufacturer. I have the warranty paperwork that says the repairs should be covered under warranty by the manufacturer, and I'm not getting any cooperation, and my car is still at the dealership, and blah, blah, blah. Do you see this being resolved amicably anytime soon? I haven't had my car in over a week.
Yeah.
What's your first name?
My name is Dionne, D-I-O-N-N-E.
D-I-O-N-N-E. Oh, that's pretty long. Where are you calling from? What city? What town?
Chicago, Illinois.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just looking at what's going on here. I just want to ask you, does it have something to do with it cutting out or quitting?
Yeah, it was a part that was a safety recall, like a timing chain broke, and then that shut the engine down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Eric's just saying that you may have to go a little bit higher than the dealership. Because he's showing a bill, showing you a bill. And he says there is room for them to lower it or to take care of it more than what they're going to show it to you. And he's also saying getting a second opinion if they start telling you it's something else or
Wait,
that there's
that
something
warranty,
else that
right?
needs to be done.
Yeah, but it's under warranty, right?
Correct, and I have the warranty paperwork.
Oh, my God, you need to call the mafia. No, I'm kidding. But, oh, my God, what are you going to do? I mean, it's ridiculous. You need to, you know what? squeaky wheel, girl. You need to go to the higher ups. If you need to, you know, squeal to the, hey, I'm going to call the Better Business Bureau if you don't. That was wrong. I swear to God. Better Business Bureau.
I already reported it to the Better Business Bureau.
And what about going to the car company that was it Ford or whatever, and letting them know that you're going to report them? Whatever.
Eric just said the thing is there's something, I don't know if they've got it on a worksheet or something that says that it's something else, that it's not the warranty issue, or there's some loophole to it. So Eric just said read it over carefully. And he said that there is a way that this can be amicable, but you may have to push a little bit harder. But he also says if you're being shown that it's something and it doesn't feel right, he says don't be afraid to get a second opinion and get your vehicle checked out elsewhere to make sure it matches what you believe that it is.
Okay.
Yeah. In other words, you might have to go outside of the actual car dealership.
He says it's not, that's not a for sure thing, but he says that you will have to speak up and you may have to go a level higher.
Yeah, what do you mean a level higher?
There's somebody higher. I don't know if it's a owner or somebody.
I spoke to the general manager and of the dealership, and I also called, I was on the phone with Chrysler all day today for hours, and they're basically just saying that they're not going to do anything.
No, what about the dealership owner? What about the dealership owner?
I spoke with the general manager. I don't know.
Oh, that's not it. He doesn't care, or she. You have to talk to the owner, maybe.
Okay.
And you know what?
There's something there that can be done. Because Eric just said there's something there. There's something that can be done. And so what he's saying is there's somebody else that you can talk to. So look and see who owns the dealership.
Yeah.
Look up
and
who the actual owner is.
Yeah, I want to talk to the owner. Because if I have to lawyer up, honey, I will. Do that and they'll scare the shit out of them.
I told them that I was going to start calling lawyers too, and they gave me the information to their lawyer. So do you think it's going to get to the point where lawyers are going to get involved?
Eric says it doesn't have to, but the thing is there's, I don't know if they're showing you that there's a discrepancy between the part that needs to be replaced and they're saying, no, this is something you have to pay for. Is that what they're saying?
They're saying that the reason why the engine failed was because of the safety recall, but they're still not going to honor the warranty.
Well, that's stupid. Anyway, I say the next step, demand to speak to the owner of the dealership, period.
Okay.
Eric also said to look up something on the internet because he's saying consumer rights. But he said to go up, make a phone call, because the thing is that we're not looking at, he says, is that we're looking at somebody who's told you something, but there's always somebody higher up, and sometimes you'll talk to somebody who has a little more pull or can take care of something. And we get it in our heads that it's going to be, nope, they're just going to say no, or they're just going to say this. But he also says that go into it with a different, he says don't go into it thinking about a fight. Go into it with a different energy.
Okay.
Go into it with I really need your help. And he says that's going to help.
Oh. Or if not,
okay.
See if there's any, on the safety recall, is there any group? Forum or whatever talking about it too.
I joined two of the forums already and have been communicating with other Dodge owners that confirmed the same thing that happened to them.
Okay. All right. If it comes to it, maybe there's a class action thing going on. All right. Well, thank you and good luck to you.
Thank you.
You bet. Oh, I hate these kind of problems. Awful.
That's tough.
Yeah. All right.
Oh.
Let's see. We got somebody from the 360 area code. How you doing?
Hi. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Tara. And hi, Eric.
Hello.
Hi, Tara.
Hello.
Eric says
hi.
How you doing?
Hello. I'm doing good.
Excellent.
So I'm so glad that you're having this show still going on, and thank you for the power hour, Eric, for just talking
power
to us.
I
and
like
taking
that.
Time out.
I like that.
He says, we
yeah,
got it.
Power hour. Huh?
What you got for us?
Yeah, so I'm right now in the middle of trying to make decisions and create pathways of moving back to Alaska. And I was wondering, what kind of timeline will I be able to move back? Because it seems like I have a lot of obstacles right now, and some doors are opening up really quickly for me. And right now I'm feeling pressure to make these decisions, like, on the spot. And so I just want to slow down and just ask Eric, like, what are the words of wisdom?
Oh, he says, yeah, you're going back. And he says that decisions will be made, but it doesn't mean that you'll be moving right away. And he says, don't be afraid to slow things right down. Don't be afraid to ask people. Is there somebody that's already said something to you or offered something? Because he says, don't be afraid to ask for a little bit of time. Because he says there's some logistics that you'll need to figure
yeah.
out. Because he's giving me 6. So I'm not sure if that means 6 weeks or 6 months, Eric. What is that? What are you getting at here? Okay, there's some decisions that are going to be made, and then it's like 6 months' time you'll be there.
Okay.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
He says it could be sooner. He says it could be sooner, but it depends on, he says there's some other people. There's some choices or some decisions that other people are making as well that affect you or affect your timeline. But he says
yeah.
that you are going to be going back. So he says,
yay.
Look at the lineup of I'm going back. So I'm just going to make the decisions as they come and as they feel right for me, and just know you're going back. He goes, cause you are, you're going back. He goes, woohoo,
thank
Alaska.
You. Oh, wow. That's
awesome. Thank you.
Yep.
You bet, Norman. Till next time. Okay, let's see. Got somebody from, drum roll please, the 408 area code. Hi there, how are you doing?
Hi, is it me?
Yeah, it's you.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I just wanted to start by saying thank you so much, Elisa, for the Channeling Eric YouTube channel. I've been following it for a while now, and
oh,
you're just bringing so much, you know, spiritual knowledge to people. I sincerely thank you so much for the work that you're doing.
Thank you. I mean, you're welcome.
And hello to Michelle and Eric.
Hey.
Hi.
Eric says hey.
Hi. Yeah, my question today is about my love life. I was just wondering, like, what do you see for me? I've kind of been single for a while, and I'm just wondering, like, what's in the future for me?
Okay, let's see here. Okay, I got to just tell you, first of all, okay, he says hi. What's your first name, by the way?
My name is Shivani.
Did you just get a pet, or is there something to do with a pet? Did you just get a dog?
No,
are you thinking about getting a dog? Okay.
I was visiting.
You could
my
be meeting.
And they
you
had
could
a
be
dog.
Meeting somebody with a dog.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Really?
Because there's there's dog's energy with you, and it's very fresh. You're gonna have a relationship with somebody with a dog. I can feel
oh, really?
The dog around. The, you do have energy of somebody coming into your life.
Mm-hmm.
Eric says, don't look for it, don't search for it,
mm-hmm.
because this is something that's naturally coming towards you.
Really?
And there's something that are you going back to school, or is there something that you're doing?
Oh my
new?
Goodness. Yes, I am. I'm thinking about it. That's so crazy. No one knows that in my life. Yeah, I'm thinking about applying for master's programs right now. And that was another thing. I wanted to limit it to one question because I don't want to waste time, but that's another big decision that's on the horizon for me. And I've just been feeling uncertain about that too. But yes, that's something I'm thinking about right now.
Yeah, he says that's a big hint for you. Go in that direction.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yes, yeah. That's so nice to hear because it's like been a dream of mine, but I just never knew if I could do it basically, you know?
Oh, he says you can do it. You can do it. Don't think anything but.
Yeah. Is there a time frame you see of when I'll meet that person?
Well, he's showing getting more serious in the 2-year mark. So
really?
I'm not exactly sure when this person will walk into your life, but your energy is connected to somebody else seriously in 2 years.
Wow.
Would it help? Would it speed things up if I opened her closed portal so the abundance, including love, flowed through?
He said that it would help with her confidence. It would help with her, just her intuition. But he said it wouldn't speed up the process because he said that this is divine timing that's coming into it. But he said that it would always help everybody, really.
Yeah, but I wouldn't do it then. Let's just, you know, if you just wanted love to come, I wouldn't recommend it then. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds
wow.
good.
Thank you so much, and thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
Much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
That's exciting.
That's so fun. Yeah.
Take care, girl.
You too.
Bye.
Okay. Let's see. You got somebody from the 607 area code. Hi there. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm so happy to get through. Thank you for all you do.
Oh, I'm so glad you did too. What can we do?
I'm Catherine, and I'm from Binghamton, New York. And
good.
I'm
awesome.
I'm really I yes, and I really need to move away from Binghamton. I've been here my whole life, and there's just, but I don't know where to go to. I've got different ideas. So I thought it could give me some insight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Eric? Where does she belong? Where's her forever home? Where's the best energy for her?
Well, he's showing me orange juice. Orange. Are you wanting to go south? Have you been considering going south or moving in that direction?
I've wanted to go south for 50 years.
Yeah.
Because
he's like. He's showing me, there's these old commercials from the 1970s that was like the Tropicana orange juice commercials or Florida, the South Florida orange juice. He's giving me a visual of that, and he's showing you glowing, and he says, go towards the orange juice. He says, make the choice. Jump with 2 feet. He says, you won't regret it.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. Florida.
He says anywhere south. Doesn't have to be in the
Panhandle, the East Coast or the West Coast.
Oh, he says it wouldn't matter. It's anywhere towards the water and in the warmth.
Sarasota is really nice.
Absolutely. It's water is my thing. I love the water.
You know, Destin's beautiful. Panama.
Yes.
Beach is nice. Sarasota is beautiful. What do you think about
Sarasota? He said Sarasota would be really nice for her. Yeah.
It's got a really good energy to it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so awesome. Well, I have so many things that I need to get rid of in order to do it.
Step by step. Words, man.
Yeah. He says it'll feel so good. He's saying that this is going to take 20 years off your life. You're going to feel like young and fresh. You're going to feel so good.
Awesome.
Full of energy.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay. I thank you so very much.
Yeah,
now I've got to just put the pedal to the metal and get it done.
Yeah. A spare room for me, girl. Okay. I love the water too.
All righty.
Awesome.
Well, cool. Oh, Lisa, you and I have so much in common. I'm older than you, but we have a lot in common.
Oh, my God. I could tell. So, our energy is so similar. Oh, girl.
Yes. I'm so excited
for you. I really am. You know?
Well, I'm so excited. I thank you so very much, and I'm going to let you go so you can get another call.
All right,
thank
sweetie.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Catherine.
Okay. Yep.
Bye-bye. Huh?
Oh, my God, Sarasota. So it's like powdered sugar thin, I swear to God. Okay, let's see.
Yes.
Got somebody from 561. Area code. Did I talk to you?
Hi, Alisa.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and you? Thank you.
Did I call you? I mean, talk to you before?
Yes, you have. Yes, you have.
Uh-oh, sorry. Oh, I still fuck I did. I'm sorry. All right. But later, still love you. Oh, God. Hell getting old. Okay. Oh, we got to go quick. 570 area code. What have you got for us? What's your name and where are you from? Not necessarily.
Is it me?
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your first name?
Tanya.
Tanya, you got to be quick, girl. Where are you calling from and what you got for us?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania, and I just wanted to know if I had any messages from my mom. I've been trying to connect with her, but I don't know if I'm doing it right. So,
okay, so what is your first name, darling?
Tanya.
Tanya, that's right. All right, what's your mom's first name?
Irene.
Irene. So, Eric, is Irene, can you get her and get a message for Tanya?
Yeah, we're seeing if we can pull her in here real quick so she can... Tanya, did your mom pass of cancer?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, we got her here. Boy, there's an... you miss her a lot. She knows how much you miss her. She just wants you to know that she is so aware of how much you miss her. She loves you so much. She's sending you signs. So she's saying that there's... butterflies and birds, she's showing to me.
Mm-hmm.
She says that she's showing them to you in many different ways to continue to pay attention to them. But she also says, in you're hearing her in your body, you're feeling her in your body, and it's like sensations that you're getting in your body, and you're also feeling her through your own thought. She says to listen because she's not separated from you. She's actually saying that she is helping guide you.
Okay.
So she really wants you to know that she's very aware of your desire to connect with her. And you dream of her as well. You've met her in dream state because she's just...
Yeah. With my dreams, I can't remember, but when she passed,
you're
going to
get her in dream state.
Yeah, I had a visitation, I know. When she first passed, and I could feel her in my house. Actually, I don't know if that was her, but I could sometimes I feel like there's someone watching me all the time.
Yes, she said you feel her in your body, and that yes, that is definitely her.
Wow.
She says before you go to bed at night, to continue to call her name, to speak to her, and to say it out loud. Eric's just saying. Is sometimes we say things in our head and it doesn't matter whether we say it out loud or in our head. But for this case, he says, say it right out loud that I invite you in my dreams. I want to visit with you tonight and I will remember them. And to keep repeating that to yourself every time you go to bed and don't give up on saying that because there's just some energy that's wanting to be cleared. And Eric's also saying, benefit from portal work.
Sorry, we're about to close. So, everybody, y'all check out Greg at thehealingh.art.com. Love you guys. Love you, Eric.
Thank you.
Love you,
love you guys. Thanks.